Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Washington Weekly Podcast on the UBS In The Now podcast channel. Joining us once again for the conversation, glad to welcome back Shane Lieberman, Senior Governmental Affairs Advisor with Governmental Affairs U.S. here at UBS. Shane, welcome back, and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday.
Thanks, Dan. Good to be back with you.
So, Shane, to begin, we're speaking a bit earlier this week because as we look ahead to tomorrow night, Thursday, hard to believe, though, we will have the first presidential debate between President Biden and former President Trump. Now, before we get into expectations, potential topics, issues the candidates will spend time on, can you first begin by speaking to what exactly is unique about this particular debate in as much as the timing of it? Of course, we're here in late June, as well as the preconditions that were agreed upon in advance by the campaigns.
Yeah, I think you're right to point out the first unique piece is that this debate is happening really early. You know, here we are in the middle of summer. These debates traditionally happen in the fall, you know, in that September, October timeframe. So it'll be really interesting, you know, to see how many people actually watch this debate. You know, I don't think we're expecting record viewership. You know, people are going to be on vacation, enjoying their summer, getting ready for 4th of July, et cetera. But I also think it'll be interesting to see, you know, how social media plays into this afterwards. You know, what clips of Trump and Biden will be, you know, sent around and shared on social media millions of times and, you know, maybe give people a different impression than they would have if they watched the entire debate. And then secondly, kind of as you're alluding to, this is going to be a different debate than we've seen in previous debates because of the conditions that were agreed upon for this debate. You know, this debate, there won't be a live audience. It'll be held in a studio setting. And the microphones will be controlled where they're turned off if it's not that participant's time to speak. You know, and this is overall viewed as, you know, to Biden's favor. You know, one of the styles of Trump, if you've watched his previous debates, is to interject when, you know, it was Biden or Hillary Clinton speaking and really knock them off their game. I think, you know, last cycle, Trump interrupted Biden some 70 times. And this kind of knocked Biden off his game a little bit. And so without that ability to do it, you know, what will happen? But I would also note that, you know, they'll be still standing in the same room. So maybe we don't hear Trump interrupting Biden, but Biden still does hear it and gets distracted. If I was advising Biden, I would tell him to ignore it and just keep speaking to the camera to stay on message. I think, you know, Biden will also try to evoke reactions from Trump. I think both are going to try and act, you know, presidential and not be flying too far off the script. But I think another strategy from the Biden team will be to jab and poke Biden to the point where he does, you know, get himself off script and gets a little flummoxed and, you know, lets Trump be Trump. I think that would be a Biden strategy. For Trump, I think they're trying to joust a little bit, not too much, but to see if they can knock Biden off his game and show that he is not as, you know, quick as he used to be.
So with that backdrop, Shane, in terms of the issues, topics the candidates can spend time on, there is no shortage of them. But what are your expectations for this debate in terms of how the candidates will use their time and perhaps the issues that they'll likely focus on for this first debate?
Yeah, I think we know a lot of the issues, but I would before I get to that, I want to take a moment to say, you know, we may have a Supreme Court decision on the immunity of Trump. So that could end up being a topic that we're not thinking about, you know, when we think about all the other topics like, you know, the economy, abortion, immigration, et cetera. So be prepared for maybe that curveball if the Supreme Court announces a ruling tomorrow morning. But back to, you know, the issues, I think you're going to see both Biden and Trump talk about the economy. And I think you'll see a very kind of different view of how healthy the economy is. I think also, you know, Biden's going to lead into things like infrastructure and how he's provided this bipartisan infrastructure bill, and it shows his leadership. I think he'll also talk about, you know, women's rights like abortion and IVF and lean into those issues as they are strong issues for him. I think you'll see Trump talk about immigration and crime as those are perceived as strengths for him. And also, again, going back to the economy, you know, just like we've heard over the years, it's the economy, stupid, right? That's what matters to a lot of Americans. So I think they'll both really try and hammer their message home on the economy and shade their views of how they perceive the economy and how it's impacting, you know, everyday Americans.
So as far as where the race to the White House stands as we head into Thursday night's debate, what is the national polling pointing to at the moment, along with that of key swing states?
Yeah, a great point, because national polling is actually pretty close. I even saw a poll from Monday this week that had Trump and Biden tied. But that's national polling. And to your point, this election is likely going to be decided by a handful of states. And Trump is currently up in a number of those states, like Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and, you know, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. I've seen Trump up. I've also seen Biden up. So I think those are in flux. Michigan, you know, I think Biden has been up, but Trump is coming on strong there. So, you know, I'll be very interested to see if this debate tomorrow night impacts polling. And I wouldn't expect, you know, real good polling to come out until early next week. You know, there'll be some, you know, initial or immediate reaction polling, but I think the more in-depth polling that we should take seriously, we'll probably see early next week.
Well, Shane, thank you for dropping by for this timely episode as we look forward to tomorrow night's debate and do look forward to recapping what comes from the debate, the polling, during our next conversation. Though, thank you again for spending some time with our listeners and clients, Shane. Appreciate it as always.
Great. Thank you, Dan. Looking forward to watching the debate, but I also hope everyone has a wonderful 4th of July.
Likewise. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate it. Again, today we have been joined by Shane Lieberman, Senior Governmental Affairs Advisor with Governmental Affairs U.S. here at UBS. And as always, I do like to point out to our listeners, as well as our clients, that you can now find the latest Washington Weekly publication on ubs.com/Washington Weekly. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreement and disclosures that we provide to you about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary or ask your UBS financial advisor for a copy.